Maryland is embarking on a healthcare experiment. Governor Martin O'Malley has announced that his state will cap how much its hospitals are allowed to spend. If the plan works, hospitals will be rewarded for keeping people out of their beds, not in them. To talk about how this might play out, we turn to Jay Hancock, a reporter with Kaiser Health News. And Jay, what Maryland is doing is complex. It's tied to the state's overall growth rate. Lay out for us how this plan will work.
Over the last 10 years, healthcare costs in general, and Maryland is included in this, have grown at about twice the rate of overall economic growth. And everybody agrees that this can't continue. The sort of the cornerstone of Maryland's plan is limiting the growth of what hospitals are going to spend over the next 5 years to the growth of the economy, which, as I noted, is about half the speed of the growth of revenue growth that hospitals have seen over the last 10 years.
Did Maryland have to get hospital buy-in for this, and how do the hospitals feel about it?
Maryland did have to get hospital buy-in. It was a long negotiation process between not only the policy officials in Maryland, but also the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, which is a big stakeholder in this because they run the Medicare program for seniors and help pay for the Medicaid program for the poor. And everybody had to come to an agreement. And the hospitals finally came along and said, we know that change is needed. We're ambivalent about this, and they really are. A lot of them are hesitant about what it's going to do to their workforces, to their bottom lines. But you know what? This might be better than the long-term alternative if we don't do this, so let's give it a try.
But what is likely to be the long-term impact? Could we see hospitals trimming staffs, or could we see hospitals saying, we just don't want to operate in Maryland because of the tight financial constraints on us?
I think it's unlikely that any new hospitals will consider Maryland and then decide not to be there because Maryland has had a pretty tightly regulated hospital rate regime for decades and decades.
Since the 1970s,
exactly,
I think, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Maryland is the only state that actually sets hospital prices. And this new step is sort of an extension of what it's been doing all along. It set hospital prices per procedure, but what it wasn't doing is controlling the numbers of procedures that were being done. This ceiling on total health spending for hospitals will do both. It'll set a cap on procedures as well as prices, and it'll really put a limit, if it's observed, on the resources that hospitals have to work with. And yes, they are concerned about their staffs. Some of them have been laying people off already. We could see more of that. They certainly will not grow to the extent that they have done over the last 10 years.
It almost sounds like Maryland is this little European approach in the middle of the U.S.
That's the idea. Some people have said that with this new regime, Maryland healthcare would look more like what goes on in Switzerland. You're going to have sort of a technocratic commission of people setting how much hospital payments can grow each year. You're going to have hospitals being given budgets to sort of take care of the people in their communities. It's going to give hospitals the incentive to not just worry about what happens when somebody arrives in the emergency room and forget thinking about them when they're discharged. They're going to be much more interested in keeping people healthy before they arrive at the hospital, and they're really going to be interested in preventing readmissions after they get discharged, because the more they keep people healthy and out of the hospital, the less financial risk they'll be at under this new model.
Right, and as you said earlier, this isn't just about financial sort of regulation. It's also about trying to be more efficient in the way procedures are done, rewarding caregivers based on their outcomes.
It is. But the health cost cap is sort of the incentive that will make everything else work, if it does work. This limitation of the dollars that the healthcare community is going to get will drive, in theory, these other motivations to keep people healthy, to keep people out of the hospital, to reduce in-hospital infections. The way things work now is if a hospital does a bad job and you end up getting a lung infection from your respirator while you're there, the hospital gets paid extra money for that. There's actually an incentive to complicate your inpatient experience.
A perverse incentive, right.
Very perverse incentive. If they don't fix you well enough or your community care isn't well enough after you're discharged and you end up 2 weeks later back in the hospital, again, that's new revenue for them. This new model is supposed to turn that on its head.
How will this be enforced?
Maryland has had a health cost commission for many, many years that, as we said, sets prices. That commission now will be charged with also overseeing this annual cap on total hospital spending, inpatient and outpatient. And they have the power to set goals. And what has happened in the past is that the commission, some people think the commission wasn't as strict as it was in restraining price increases at hospitals, and they crept up. What's happening now is that the Department of Health and Human Services, which is to say Medicare, has signed on to this deal. And there are actually some fairly stringent penalties that HHS can invoke if the spending ceiling is violated. Essentially what they've said is, Maryland, if you don't do this, if hospitals don't make this work, we're going to put you back on classic Medicare that all the other 49 states have, and that would be a very large penalty for the hospitals based on the payment system that they're on now. So the incentives are for them to work to avoid that, and some people think that it just could work.
This is part of a 5-year pilot project. Are you willing, Jay, to share your predictions for how you think it will work?
Oh, boy, Sasha, I'm not. I'm really not. I got, I talked to a lot of people for the story when it became known that the feds were signing off on this. And there are a lot of really, really hopeful health policy folks. One economist told me this is the most ambitious thing that has been tried to control health costs in the United States in the last 50 years. Other folks think it will be very difficult. Hospitals have been doing business in the way we described, in which they get paid more for each thing they do for a long, long time. And it will be a challenge for them to try to turn that around.
Jay Hancock is a reporter with Kaiser Health News. Jay, thank you.
You're welcome.